This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover with John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show live on this Monday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. At JMCH316, at the D Lewis for real on our personal Twitter pages. This is the Falcons Flyover, all your daily news and notes about the Atlanta Falcons. This was a fun little story that I read from Pro Football Focus. They have the highest graded undrafted players at every position in the Pro Football Focus era. Okay, so Pro Football Focus has been around since 2006, and I bring this up because there are a few Falcons on this list. So let's start with right tackle, right offensive tackle. Tyson Klebo is the highest graded guy at 85.3, and honorable mention is Ryan Schrader at 79.6. Quote, run blocking was Klebo's calling card after he went undrafted out of Wake Forest in 2004. He bounced around a few practice squads before latching on with the Falcons, and he went on to garner a negative grade on only 7.5% of his career run snaps, a top 15 mark among all tackles in the Pro Football Focus era. Klebo's 88.5 run blocking grade ranks second among undrafted tackles since 2006 behind Jason Peters. And again, Klebo was one of those nasty guys, right? Harry Dahlman, Klebo, like they had that nasty offensive line with Mike in his early years. And they were really good. They weren't household names or anything like that, but they were really good. Ryan Schrader, of course, was the guy in the Super Bowl, right? He was the right tackle for the Falcons in the Super Bowl, undrafted out of Valdosta State. And again, that was a mishmash offensive line. You had Chris Chester. You had Andy Levitre, who they traded for. Obviously, Alex Mack was the big free agent acquisition. And, of course, Jake was at left tackle that they drafted. But Ryan Schrader and Tyson Klebo, two former Atlanta Falcon guys. On the defensive side of the football, at cornerback with a 91 grade as an undrafted guy, Brent Grimes. Now, do you remember Brent Grimes' wife at all, Day-Day? Do you remember all of her craziness? Whoo, man. She used to get on Twitter. She had a lot of followers on Twitter because she used to talk all kinds of craziness, all kinds of crazy stuff. So they say here, Grimes is among the most accomplished and longest tenured undrafted corners in the Pro Football Focus era. Only Chris Harris Jr. and Tre'Mon Williams played more snaps than Grimes. And remember, he left after they gave him, what was it? I think they gave him the franchise tag for like $10 million, and then he got hurt for the Falcons, and then he moved on to, was it Miami, right?
Miami.
Yeah, it was Miami. And that's when his wife just went, I forget what.
She got arrested. I do remember that.
What is her name? What was her first name?
Miko or something like that.
Miko?
Miko.
Yeah. Whew, man.
Yeah, I remember she got arrested at a game or something. It was something.
She had some crazy in her. She would say all kinds of stuff on Twitter. And this was years ago when Twitter was, you know, just kind of.
Yeah, it was in its
infancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't brand new, but it was in its infancy when she would get on there. While Grimes allowed his fair share of touchdowns and yards, as every cornerback does, he recorded four seasons of allowing a sub-70 passer rating in his coverage. Only four corners in the NFL managed to top his interception rate from 13 to 17, including Richard Sherman and Marcus Peters. So that's two pretty good guys to, you know, be in the mix for. So a few Falcons that actually made this list that, again, undrafted players at their positions that actually had some success. All right, both coaches had a chance to comment. Got to get through all these pop-up ads, you know, on here. But Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins talking about the Falcons, quote, typically, you're working with another coaching staff, so you have to be mindful of their progression, how they approach things, and how many reps they do, and you just have a working relationship. Coach Smith is a great guy who kind of tailors his practices similar to ours. So besides the back hand slapping competition, no, there's nothing different. On the importance of these practices, quote, both sides of the ball will have their wins. Invariably, the Dolphins' defense versus Atlanta's offense and the Dolphins' offense versus Atlanta's defense, one side's going to feel the first day that they won the day, and generally the second day, things even out because you watch the tape and you're like, oh no, not again. It's just one of those things. So I think all of the lessons I'll try to pass along, but the main part is that we're there to work together to orchestrate a high octane football practice, and it's a great chance for a lot of guys to compete against people that they have different skill sets, sizes, statures, as well as some young guys you get to play in front of another organization. So we have 90, we have 55 plus 16. There's the math there, and you don't know who it's going to be, you don't know what, but those opportunities are premier really for a guy's career. I know in my career, I'll share with them that there's been several times that we ended up signing players that we've gone against in joint practices. Those types of things are invaluable. So, again, we've talked about this, you know, the idea of this practice and stuff because it is important, right? I mean, that this is probably more interesting than what's actually going to take place in the game at the end of the day. Like, this is probably going to be more intense, more competitive than the actual practices themselves, or I should say than the actual game itself. Because again, I don't know how much you're going to actually see of starters or anything like that in the game, barely at all or anything that we're going to see. But it's an opportunity in the practice part of it for some guys to do, you know, some different things or line up against some different people. Arthur Smith talking about practicing with the Dolphins. Sometimes different schemes, looking forward to seeing. Miami is one of the faster teams. It'll be good for us to see some of those matchups, among other things. Just a different environment. They get a little bit more competitive. We've seen our guys now for about 10 days. We get down there, and it's just another evaluation tool. They become a little bit more common, too. Everybody's got different philosophies on it. So, again, you know, like I said, the practices will probably be more interesting than what's actually going to happen in the games. All right, Calais Campbell passed his physical and was taken off the non-football injury list today. So, again, it looks like everything will be a go for the start of the season. I don't really care about what he's going to do in the preseason. Obviously, I wouldn't even play him in the preseason if it were me. But obviously, and by the way, the Braves are back 6-4 in this game. Isn't that crazy? But obviously that we look for Calais Campbell week one. I'm not really concerned about what's going to happen over preseason. If I never saw Calais Campbell take one preseason snap in a game, it would be too much for me. I don't want to see him at all. I don't really care about Calais Campbell trying to prove anything or this, that, and the other. Again, we know what he can do. So there's no real issue, you know, as far as that goes. But it is good just to have him back in the mix with everything, and obviously just back to being with the team and this, that, and the other. We also heard on Saturday from Arthur Smith talking about how the team had, quote-unquote, received very positive news after an MRI of cornerback Jeff Okuda's right ankle. Smith said he expects Okuda back at practice, at some point early in the regular season. So on a one-on-one drill on Friday, he injured his ankle, was carted off the field in a one-on-one drill against Frank Darby. And, you know, again, it was a situation where we didn't have any understanding or idea about how bad things were. But he said, quote, "You just never know," talking about Arthur Smith. "Positive news, all things considered. We expect he's got a great chance to be back in the really early part of the season. I just can't give you whether that's week one, two, three, but we feel really good for Jeff, all things considered." So hopefully he doesn't have to go. The best case scenario would be the idea of him not having to go on the short-term IR, right, which would require four games to be missed. So hopefully it can be just a situation where you have to live without a corner for a week or two, and then he comes back. But it will be interesting to see that as we go through the preseason and we start to head toward week one of the regular season, if he's going on short-term IR or not. Because that'll tell you, okay, he's going to miss the first month of the season. And obviously, look, it's a situation where I feel bad for Okuda. He's obviously battled injuries his entire career. This has been kind of, hallmark of his NFL career thus far, is the fact that he has been injured so often, and it's obviously cost him. And, you know, again, obviously it's been the thing that derailed his career in Detroit. After being the number three overall draft pick, it's the thing that has derailed his career to this point. And you figure he's got a new lease on life with the Atlanta Falcons. Now we're seeing him go down, and now we're seeing him, you know, potentially be out the preseason, week one, week two, week three. So, you know, it's positive news, but you would love to see him be able to just practice and continue to work with this defensive group. Practice and work with Ryan Nielsen, and more importantly, Jerry Gray. Because, again, we've heard from Okuda how important Jerry Gray has been, just even in this short amount of time that he's been a guy that's had an influence on him. And Jerry Gray has talked very glowingly about the fact that, "I want to see the guy that played at Ohio State, not the guy in Detroit. I want to see the guy that played at Ohio State in the old days when he was a corner there and led into being the number three overall pick." All right, when we get back, Bill Bender will join us, National College Football writer, as we'll take a look at the coaches' poll and obviously all of the craziness surrounding the topsy-turvy world of conference realignment. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out here in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, to say it's been a crazy couple of weeks in the world of college football, that would probably be the understory or understatement of the century, really, at this point. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bill Bender, as he tries to make sense of all of this. National college football writer, Sporting News. Check him out on his Twitter page, at BillBender92. Bill, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I am great. And listen, I describe this as the same thing that cities go through. Cities don't stay stagnant. They either get forward progress or they regress. And right now in the world of college football, I had one of my program directors that was saying about why would the ACC be looking at Stanford or Cal or this and the other. Bill, I look at it as you're either trying to expand and grow or you're going to get cut. You're going to have your legs cut out from underneath you. And it feels like we're at that point now, either grow or get left behind.
I'll meet you halfway. I mean, I get it that they can look at expansion, but I think some of these realignment moves are dumb. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. You know, between the Pac-12, I can gauge my buddies up here in Big Ten country and just the mood of Washington and Oregon. It doesn't do it for anybody up here. And I get it. It's on TV and money, but the cost is, for those ratings and those TV contracts as college football's cool, as long as everybody's cool with that, because that's what's happening.
Well, I have always said, and I've said this, I'm in my 11th year now on the radio, and I've said this since day one. I've always believed that super conferences were going to be the way of the future, that you were going to have four, maybe five super conferences that were going to have about 20 teams apiece, and that would be the group of teams that competed for the national title. They'll throw a bone for a playoff spot here or there, but it would be four or maybe five 20-team conferences that play for it, and that would be it. And it's coming to fruition. I mean, I've always thought it, and again, it's never about football. It's about the business of everything else around it.
For sure, and you're on to that. I mean, it cost us – the super conference model is here. It cost the Pac-12, a conference that had been around since 1915. And just to your point, the refusal to adapt and progress, the Pac-12 failed to progress. And that made it easier for the Big 12 to come in and raid and made the Big 10. I mean, I don't begrudge the Big 10, despite my feelings about not getting too excited about Washington. From a business sense, they grabbed the four best powers off the West Coast. They stretched three of the four time zones now. And, you know, there's some other things that they're going to have to do, and maybe they expand more. So it is going to come down. I don't even think it comes down to four conferences right now. I think it comes down to two. And the more the SEC and the Big Ten add, the more exclusive that two-conference club becomes in distancing itself from the ACC and the Big 12. I mean, imagine the SEC if their counter move to the Big Ten is grabbing Clemson and Florida State somehow.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I guess in hindsight, Bill, that the ACC in some ways was smart by, you know, we looked at that TV contract a few years ago and said, well, man, they're making it, they may not take as much money, but they're making it hard for teams to get out of that contract. Maybe in hindsight that was a pretty savvy move, that they're going to make it as difficult as possible, that, hey, if you want to leave the conference, it's going to cost you a whole bunch.
Yeah, and that's as much as anything, that kind of stability. The same thing with the Big 12. I mean, they have stability through 2031. And I don't know how or if it's even possible for some of these schools to get out of the grant of rights deal. I think one possible solution is to take a good look at revenue redistribution. Florida State and Clemson have a point. I mean, I think what Florida State's looking at the end of the day is $30 million or so in revenue, and how that there's a 10, maybe more million gap with their in-state rival Florida, who gets that from the SEC. So that's something to keep in mind, and maybe why there was a little bit of saber rattling from Florida State last week, or maybe there's some smoke to it, and they eventually take a real good look at the SEC.
Bill Bender from SportingNews.com joining me on the WaitForIt.com hotline as we talk some college football here. You know, the other part is, you know, I've seen people talking about, well, why is the Mountain West not grabbing these teams that are left or this and the other? And my point was, well, why isn't the Pac-12 grabbing what's left of everybody else? I mean, with all due respect, I don't know that the Mountain West is in a position to start trying to add more teams and build schedules and travel and everything else. Why would the Pac-12 not be the ones that are in the position to, hey, you know, again, it's not the same conference, but let's at least keep intact what is the Pac-12 model?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think, obviously, the Mountain West and Pac-12 could even maybe look, maybe their management and their upper management could look into ways to pull in each other's resources. I don't know. Of those four remaining teams, I mean, Stanford, I have feelings about Stanford. My Twitter feed didn't share them. I just mentioned, you know, over the last 15 years, they have better records than Michigan. You know, they've had four guys be runner-up for the Heisman Trophy. It's not like Andrew Luck and Christian McCaffrey and Toby Gerhardt and Bryce Love, weren't good players. But the counter is, well, they didn't have a lot of guys in the stands or a lot of fans in the stands. Well, doesn't demean what the football program accomplished just the same.
Yeah, and not only that, Bill, but when you look at it, say what you will about Stanford, it's not just football. They're a good basketball program. They're, you know, again, they are an all-sports program, and when you're looking at not just the TV revenue, but when you're looking at adding in some of these other programs, you also have to look at some of these other sports that they play, and Stanford is traditionally one of the better, you know, I guess what I want to say, yeah. that they're one of the better college programs in all different types of sports.
Yeah, and their Olympic sports are fantastic. And it's got to be more than football in some cases. Now, yeah, and they fit the same description as a Northwestern, a Vanderbilt, or a Duke. Why would you keep Stanford out of that club? So I think one of the dangers of where we're headed, and I mentioned the Power 2 type dynamic with the SEC and Big Ten, is if they end up with 20 to 24 schools each, you're still leaving around 70% of college football out of serious contention. And that's not good for the sport. I mean, some of my friends would argue that the NFL only cares about 30% of its franchises, but the Cowboys haven't won the Super Bowl since I was in high school when I'm 43. So, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. The NFL does a good job of selling hope to everyone, and that's all. I've seen Jacksonville play in an AFC championship. I haven't seen Vanderbilt in the SEC championship.
Is the program that becomes the big winner in all of this Notre Dame? Because they are in a position where their brand stays valuable without being diluted in a conference of 20 teams?
I agree. This is why I like talking to you, because I can kind of meet you halfway. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, and they've affirmed their independence and not getting caught up in that. Now, is NBC really going to give them $65 million on their next television contract? I mean, on some level, they're going to have to work with the Big Ten, because the Big Ten is also in with NBC. I don't think it doesn't necessarily have to mean they play in the Big Ten, but they'll have some sort of relationship with that conference. And what happens, let's say hypothetically the Big Ten takes Stanford. I mean, that would mean that Stanford and USC, that Notre Dame's big rivals, are in the Big Ten with all those old school traditional rivals that Notre Dame used to play. So for me, it's always been they should be in that conference, but I understand what they're doing and why I would stay the way that they're staying right now.
So, Bill, if there's a program out there that, you know, at the group of five level or what have you, is there in particular that has become valuable that some big conference is going to take a look at? I mean, is there a school that is all of a sudden kind of getting a light shown on it that maybe in years past hasn't had the light shown on it?
Well, I think San Diego State, and the in and out nature of how this has gone for them, where they were out of the Mountain West and back in. Now, you know what I mean? They just went to a Final Four. Their football program is pretty steady. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe the Big 12 could kick around San Diego State with this super basketball conference that they've built. That's one of the other hidden impacts of all this realignment, to me at least, is the Big 12 is running away as the nation's best basketball conference. And they just added Arizona. So on a Tuesday night in December in the very near future, we're going to be watching Kansas and Arizona play for in a Big 12 game, and that's going to be kind of cool.
So in all of this, and I can remember you and I specifically talked about this like years ago, that is there going to come a point where you think that you're going to have the power conferences play for their national championship, but five or whatever you want to call those smaller conferences or smaller programs, that at some point they're going to have to play for their own championship?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that in the future. And again, we've talked about this, you know, being a Mac guy that I am and Ohio University, I want to see them in FBS bowl games and I want to see them play Big Ten schools, but there's also a realization that they're never really going to threaten for a national championship.
Right.
So I wouldn't mind seeing it. I don't know how popular it would be. But when I say that, I mean, I just looked at the TV ratings from the Hall of Fame game. There's what people like football, and people like football at any level. And I think if they caught that niche, that I would rather watch App State play OU at the FBS Division II semifinal than the Camellia Bowl.
Right, right. Let's switch over to the coaches poll. More surprising that Michigan was 2 or that Georgia didn't get every first place vote?
probably about equal. I anticipated Michigan would be two. Now, you could make a case for Ohio State or LSU or Alabama. And that. I'm more surprised Georgia didn't get all the votes, because I'm typically of the opinion that if you're the two-time national champion and you're leading the sport the way that they are, that they should be number one. Surprised Alabama got more votes than Ohio State, though, because Ohio State's got all that frontline Alabama first-round talent coming back. Alabama's got a big quarterback question.
I'll tell you, the school that I'm all in on this year, Bill, is I'm all in on Florida State, and I think that they win the ACC. I think the game will be fascinating if it's Clemson and Florida State in the ACC top. They're not going to divisions anymore, so take the top two schools. But I really think Florida State is a national semifinal contender. I really think that they have a chance to get themselves in the playoffs. With all that talent coming back, and this is a Mike Norvell dream kind of team, I think that Florida State is kind of that sleeper team that could find its way in the playoff.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of hype around them, and we're going to find out in September. I'm not saying at all you're wrong. I think they are being hyped up to the point that Clemson's still good, right? And they still got to go to Clemson in September, and they may have a rematch with Clemson. So I do think both of those teams are going to battle it out at the top of the ACC, and that game in late September is going to be fun. And, man, Florida State having to play LSU and Clemson right away, if they win both of those games, finish September undefeated, you could probably lightly pencil them into the playoff, like you said.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, September 3rd and then the end of September, that's a pretty good gauntlet. So, Bill Bender, he is on Twitter, at BillBender92, National College Football Writer for SportingNews.com. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bill, as always, buddy, appreciate the conversation. Thanks so much, and we will certainly chat again soon.
Hey, no problem. Thanks so much. Take care.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chuckery. So I guess the Orioles didn't really like the truth, huh? We'll talk about that next. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios, 404-726-0929. We didn't hear the announcement at the start of the show. We are going till 10 o'clock tonight. So our new time slot is 7 to 10 at night. So still get all the bells and whistles and everything else along with it. Just that Rank'em has got to happen a little bit earlier. So Tuesdays and Fridays, we will do Rank'em at 9:40. So you'll have to get your list in a little bit earlier, as you know, we will be getting off the air at 10 o'clock here moving forward. So as I'm watching both Braves baseball and Raw, we will talk SummerSlam at 9:40. Did you finish watching SummerSlam?
Yeah, I finished it.
So we'll talk about that at 9:40. Give my review of SummerSlam. That's what I'll say. Anyway, it wasn't as good as I would have hoped it would be. But Braves right now, they're down 7-5. Strider did not pitch well. 2 2/3 innings, five hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks and 3 strikeouts, 63 pitches. His ERA has ballooned up to 3.94. Tonkin came in. He's pitched a couple of innings, and he gave up a run himself. But the Braves have battled their way back, and it's now 7-5. Ozzy has homered in the game. Ozzy's got one RBI. Olsen's got a couple of RBI in the game. Ozuna's got an RBI in the game as well. So, and we'll see if the Braves can come back in this thing. But going to have to get the bullpen to keep this thing shut down and going. And obviously the bats are going to have to get back on track and give a little bit of offensive help. So Riley and Olsen have a couple of hits in the game. Both of them have scored a run. And like I said, Olsen has got a couple of RBI, which, by the way, he's now at 99 RBI for the season. I believe he's leading the National League in RBI. Ozzy hit his 26th homer. He's got 78 RBI. Don't look now. And even Marcelo Zuna, he's up to 51 RBI. So, you know, again, we are, 109 games into this thing? So the guys can put up some, still got the chance to put up some pretty good stats when all is said and done, but got to get this pitching figured out. I mean, it's one good start, then a couple of bad starts, and then another good. It's not been enough consistency. That's where Max Fried, and by the way, it is pouring down rain now in this game, pouring down rain. That's where Max Fried has to stabilize this rotation, because Strider's been really good, but he's had some goofy moments. Elder has been not good in his last 11 starts. And obviously Morton has been a little bit hit or miss as well in it. But if they can get Fried to come in there and just stabilize that rotation, again, this is not about the division. This has nothing to do with winning the NL East. That's been decided. That's as what was that guy's name? Sal Lipschitz. What was his name? What he had to say, it's over. It's over. Well, it's been over for the Braves. These teams are not coming back. Mutzer 22 back now. 22 back.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
They suck. They are awful. Oh, yeah, how's that worked out with Verlander and Scherzer not being around? How's that worked out? They're 3-7 in their last 10, by the way. They've lost 6 in a row, just in case you're keeping score at home. Couldn't happen to a better franchise. You know what? Here we go.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
Couldn't happen to a better guy than Steve Cohen. Couldn't happen to a better organization than them. But we'll see if the Braves can come back in this game. Down 2 runs now. We are in a rain delay, by the way, too. So it is official. It was pouring down rain here in the top of the top of the sixth inning. So I believe it's the Braves are going to be up, but they will have to wait a little bit. So I wonder if they're going to have to switch pitchers here, depending on how long this thing lasts, because it was a torrential downpour and they had to get themselves off the field. So at least they got the inning, at least they got the bottom of the fifth over with, and now we start clean here in the top of the sixth inning, and we'll see if we can get this one in. Obviously, luckily it started at 7:05, and it's only 8:47, so you would figure that they'll get this thing in as quickly as they can. But, Braves could certainly use a win, and, I'm hopeful that the Braves find a way to take 3 out of 4 in this series after losing a couple of games to what has been, I mean, say what you will about the Cubs, I think they're the highest scoring run team in the National League since the All-Star break. I think they've led the league in runs scored since the All-Star break in the National League. So they have done some good things, and the tarp is officially coming out. So we will be in the, the Home Depot rain delay show. So anyway. All right, speaking of rain delays, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So one of the stories that's been going around and it's making its way all over the baseball world is that the Orioles play-by-play guy, whose name is Kevin Brown, has been suspended. And the reason that he was suspended, frankly, is because he told the truth about what the Baltimore Orioles have done against the Tampa Bay Rays, and especially in Tropicana Field. And they have, in their last 16 series, finished 0-15-1, having lost 15 straight series before the season. Their last series win was in 2017. And basically what they did is, it didn't paint a great picture about the Orioles, but it was a positive picture from the standpoint of, hey, they have a chance to do something that they haven't done in a long time. Well, the Orioles said, no, we can't have all that. And they suspended Kevin Brown. And when you watch the clip, go to Awful Announcing, watch the clip. Why is he the only guy suspended? Because he threw to a graphic that was put up by the truck that described the follies of the Orioles against the Rays at Tropicana Field. Like, they put the graphic up. He didn't just arbitrarily have that stat off the top of his head. B, he didn't create a graphic for it. C, they didn't just put up a graph 2 seconds before he threw to it. So why is he being isolated and suspended for basically just saying, hey, they've not played well at Tropicana Field, and they now have a chance because they've split the first two games. They have a chance now to win a series, which they haven't done since 2017. How is that harming the organization? And by the way, everybody has come to their defense. The broadcaster, Gary Cohen, Michael Kay, everybody has lambasted the Orioles organization. Again, you can't be this soft. By the way, when you raise expectations, these things happen. And all of a sudden now, eyeballs get put on you. And you know why it's kind of crazy? Because the Orioles have stunk for so long. And now they're able to have a chance to do something that they haven't done since 2017. That's a positive story. Because the Orioles have been the laughingstock of Major League Baseball here of late. Right? Like, how many losing seasons have the Orioles had in a row now? And in the last couple of years, they've turned the corner on the organization. And they're talking about how it's been bad at Tropicana Field, where that's a stat that was put up by the production truck that I promise you was funneled to the play-by-play guy by some statistician or what have you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's a produced segment show or whatever, so he's not the one that sat and did all the information. Like, to your point, it's a producer. There's a producer behind all of that.
But again, you think that, with all due respect, I'm not saying I know anything. Look, I know Kevin Brown from Georgia Tech and the Texas Rangers, but I don't know this Kevin Brown. You really think that he even knew what that stat was? Seriously.
Right. No.
Like, you think he even knew what that stat was? Somebody funneled that to him. Somebody told him before the game started. Somebody told him about what was going on. And the producers put together the graphics and everything along with it. But he's the guy being isolated in all this. And they took him off the broadcast. It's ridiculous. And here's the thing. When everybody, including Michael Kay and Gary Cohen and people like that, when they're all on the side of somebody, you know you screwed up. You know, as the Orioles, you messed up. I'll predict he'll be back in the booth tomorrow night or whatever night they play. I don't know if they play tomorrow night or not, but he'll be back in the booth tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Because this won't last long. And they'll, I don't know what, I don't know, I promise you that they're already writing the PR spin of this fiasco. Because that's what it is, a fiasco. Because now it's on national media. Now everybody is commenting on it. Everybody that's in the world of baseball and sports is commenting on this very subject. And so they're going to have egg on their face. I don't know what the answer is going to be, but if they're smart, get him back in the booth as quickly as possible. And you know what you need to do? Here's if you're the Orioles. We screwed up. We overreacted. Just say that. Just say we screwed up. We overreacted and move on. But if they try to come up with some kind of PR spin as to painting them in a bad light, if they come up with any of that nonsense, guess what? They're going to do more harm than good to their organization. Because it's already ridiculous that this guy has been suspended when all he did was read a graphic and read what was told to him statistically about this matchup of the Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays. If that's where we're at, if ownership is that sensitive, they need new ownership when all is said and done. All right, when we get back, we'll get into some of this college football news of the college football roundup. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Key Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reed Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios, 404-726-0929. We didn't hear the announcement at the start of the show. We are going till 10 o'clock tonight. So our new time slot is 7 to 10 at night. So still get all the bells and whistles and everything else along with it. Just that Rank'em has got to happen a little bit earlier. So Tuesdays and Fridays, we will do Rank 'em at 9:40. So you'll have to get your list in a little bit earlier, as you know, we will be getting off the air at 10 o'clock here moving forward. So as I'm watching both Braves baseball and Raw, we will talk SummerSlam at 9:40. Did you finish watching SummerSlam?
Yeah, I finished it.
So we'll talk about that at 9:40. Give my review of SummerSlam. That's what I'll say. Anyway, it wasn't as good as I would have hoped it would be. But Braves right now, they're down 7-5. Strider did not pitch well. 2 2/3 innings, five hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks and 3 strikeouts, 63 pitches. His ERA has ballooned up to 3.94. Tonkin came in. He's pitched a couple of innings, and he gave up a run himself. But the Braves have battled their way back, and it's now 7-5. Ozzie has homered in the game. Ozzie's got 1 RBI. Olsen's got a couple of RBI in the game. Ozuna's got an RBI in the game as well. So, and we'll see if the Braves can come back in this thing. But going to have to get the bullpen to keep this thing shut down and going. And obviously the bats are going to have to get back on track and give a little bit of offensive help. So Riley and Olsen have a couple of hits in the game. Both of them have scored a run. And like I said, Olsen has got a couple of RBI, which, by the way, he's now at 99 RBI for the season. I believe he's leading the National League in RBI. Ozzie hit his 26th homer. He's got 78 RBI. Don't look now. And even Marcelo Zuna, he's up to 51 RBI. So, you know, again, we are, 109 games into this thing? So the guys can put up some, still got the chance to put up some pretty good stats when all is said and done, but got to get this pitching figured out. I mean, it's one good start, then a couple of bad starts, and then another good. It's not been enough consistency. That's where Max Fried, and by the way, it is pouring down rain now in this game, pouring down rain. That's where Max Fried has to stabilize this rotation, because Strider's been really good, but he's had some goofy moments. Elder has been not good in his last 11 starts. And obviously Morton has been a little bit hit or miss as well in it. But if they can get Fried to come in there and just stabilize that rotation, again, this is not about the division. This has nothing to do with winning the NL East. That's been decided. That's as what was that? What was the guy's name? Sal Lipschitz. What was his name? Sal Lipsch. Anyway, what he had to say, it's over. Well, it's been over for the Braves. These teams are not coming back. Mutzer 22 back now. 22 back.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
They suck. They are awful. Oh, yeah, how's that worked out with Verlander and Scherzer not being around? How's that worked out? They're 3-7 in their last 10, by the way. They've lost 6 in a row, just in case you're keeping score at home. Couldn't happen to a better franchise. You know what? Here we go.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
Couldn't happen to a better guy than Steve Cohen. Couldn't happen to a better organization than them. But we'll see if the Braves can come back in this game. Down 2 runs now. We are in a rain delay, by the way, too. So it is official. It was pouring down rain here in the top of the top of the 6th inning. So I believe it's the Braves are going to be up, but they will have to wait a little bit. So I wonder if they're going to have to switch pitchers here depending on how long this thing lasts, because it was a torrential downpour, and they had to get themselves off the field. So at least they got the inning, at least they got the bottom of the fifth over with, and now we start clean here in the top of the sixth inning, and we'll see if we can get this one in. Obviously, luckily it started at 7:05, and it's only 8:47, so you would figure that they'll get this thing in as quickly as they can, but Braves could certainly use a win, and I'm hopeful that the Braves find a way to take 3 out of 4 in this series after losing a couple of games to what has been, say what you will about the Cubs, I think they're the highest scoring run team in the National League since the All-Star break. I think they've led the league in runs scored since the All-Star break in the National League. So they have done some good things, and the tarp is officially coming out, so we will be in the, the Home Depot rain delay show. So, anyway. All right, speaking of rain delays, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, one of the stories that's been going around and it's making its way all over the baseball world is that the Orioles play-by-play guy, whose name is Kevin Brown, has been suspended. And the reason that he was suspended, frankly, is because he told the truth about what the Baltimore Orioles have done against the Tampa Bay Rays, and especially in Tropicana Field. And they have, in their last 16 series, finished 0-15-1, having lost 15 straight series before the season. Their last series win was in 2017. And basically what they did is, it didn't paint a great picture about the Orioles, but it was a positive picture from the standpoint of, hey, they have a chance to do something that they haven't done in a long time. Well, the Orioles said, no, we can't have all that. And they suspended Kevin Brown. And when you watch the clip, go to Awful Announcing. Watch the clip. Why is he the only guy suspended? Because he threw to a graphic that was put up by the truck that described the follies of the Orioles against the Rays at Tropicana Field. Like, they put the graphic up. He didn't just arbitrarily have that stat off the top of his head. B, he didn't create a graphic for it. C, they didn't just put up a graph 2 seconds before he threw to it. So why is he being isolated and suspended for basically just saying, hey, they've not played well at Tropicana Field, and they now have a chance because they've split the first two games. They have a chance now to win a series, which they haven't done since 2017. How is that harming the organization? And by the way, everybody has come to their defense. The broadcaster, Gary Cohen, Michael Kay, everybody has lambasted the Orioles organization. Again, you can't be this soft. By the way, when you raise expectations, these things happen. And all of a sudden now, eyeballs get put on you. And you know why it's kind of crazy? Because the Orioles have stunk for so long. And now they're able to have a chance to do something that they haven't done since 2017. That's a positive story. Because the Orioles have been the laughingstock of Major League Baseball here of late, right? Like, how many losing seasons have the Orioles had in a row now? And in the last couple of years, they've turned the corner on the organization. And they're talking about how it's been bad at Tropicana Field, where that's a stat that was put up by the production truck that I promise you was funneled to the play-by-play guy by some statistician or what have you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's a produced segment show or whatever. So he's not the one that sat and did all the information. Like, to your point, it's a producer. There's a producer behind all of that.
But again, you think that, with all due respect, I'm not saying I know anything. Look, I know Kevin Brown from Georgia Tech and the Texas Rangers, but I don't know this Kevin Brown. You really think that he even knew what that stat was? Seriously.
Right. No.
Like, you think he even knew what that stat was? Somebody funneled that to him. Somebody told him before the game started. Somebody told him about what was going on. And the producers put together the graphics and everything along with it. But he's the guy being isolated in all this. And they took him off the broadcast. It's ridiculous. And here's the thing. When everybody, including Michael Kay and Gary Cohen and people like that, when they're all on the side of somebody, you know you screwed up. You know, as the Orioles, you messed up. I'll predict he'll be back in the booth tomorrow night or whatever night they play. I don't know if they play tomorrow night or not, but he'll be back in the booth tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Because this won't last long. And I promise you that they're already writing the PR spin of this fiasco. Because that's what it is, a fiasco. Because now it's on national media. Now everybody is commenting on it. Everybody that's in the world of baseball and sports is commenting on this very subject. And so they're going to have egg on their face. I don't know what the answer is going to be, but if they're smart, get him back in the booth as quickly as possible. And you know what you need to do? Here's if you're the Orioles. We screwed up. We overreacted. Just say that. Just say we screwed up. We overreacted and move on. But if they try to come up with some kind of PR spin as to painting them in a bad light, if they come up with any of that nonsense, guess what? They're going to do more harm than good to their organization. Because it's already ridiculous that this guy has been suspended when all he did was read a graphic and read what was told to him statistically about this matchup of the Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays. If that's where we're at, if ownership is that sensitive, they need new ownership when all is said and done. All right, when we get back, we'll get into some of this college football news with the College Football Roundup. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.